Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of Francophone Divinity. Here we are speaking with the star seeds and star and light workers, which is why I titled the show, Dear Star Seeds and Light Workers. Now, if you consider yourself to be anything other than that, that's fine too. At the end of the day, we're all star seeds and we're all light workers. And we're all on this journey together, whether you commit to it or not. That is the beauty of having free will. You can either opt out or you can stay in. Your pick. But we all have a spiritual responsibility to move upward and outward in this journey we call life. Today, I wanted to talk, first of all, let me introduce myself. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, and I am the founder of Sankofa Divinity. Currently, I'm just doing my blog talks, not doing anything else other than blog talks. So, I have no phone numbers to give out or emails to give out, although you can always find me on Facebook and other places and spaces, I'm sure, of if you have any questions or comments. Nevertheless, let me continue this show. Of course, you can it probably sounds like I just got out of bed, which I did. I usually schedule the show at 11:30, but today I have things I have to do, so I had to kind of move my schedule around. So here we are. I want to talk about being a light worker and being a star seed in this world, or being in living in this world and not being of this world, and being in a position where we can observe and witness things around us can be very, very challenging. It can be very, very challenging and oftentimes very draining to us. However, there's a sweet spot in which we can find within ourselves, but we only find that through meditation, contemplation, prayer, and study. That's it. You know, I thrive on meditation, contemplation, prayer, and study. And just, you know, I just focus on those things, or I move into those things whenever things around me seem to not make sense to me as I'm having this human experience. Because although we say and we know that we are spiritual beings, we still have to participate and have this human experience. And one of the things about the human experience is about emotions, having feelings and emotions about this and that, and having choices to make and decisions to make. This is how we participate in life. We participate in this life and within this world based on making choices. We have the opportunity to make choices, huh? We have the opportunity to make choices simply because we have free will. Now, last week I spoke in regards to free will, and I basically stated the luxury of being in the flesh or having this human experience is all about free will. It is all about free will. It's about making choices that move you up the ladder or can move you down the ladder. That's the power of the divine that resides within us. Huh? So when we say this, when we say okay, we are all, and you know, as starseeds and light workers, we don't count anyone out. We, in our mindset, we understand that everyone is on a spiritual journey here, and everyone is a spiritual being having this human experience. We completely understand that. We completely understand that. But if we're all on this spiritual, if we're all on this journey and we're all having a spiritual experience, we're all having a human experience within our spiritual being, what do we say to the things that move us downward, down the ladder, or down, or spiraling down? For an example, let's talk about the Tyree Nichols accident. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that experience. Let's talk about engaging in that experience. Now, I watched the clip. I've heard the mother, and the mother has to be, she is courageous. She is a courageous being, because I have never heard anyone who has lost a child in that manner say the things in which she has said. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that she knows she's a spiritual being. And because she's a spiritual being, she has to look at the world and whatever is going on in the world in a spiritual way. So here we are. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Go and listen to the interview. I think his name is Don Lineman, I'm not really sure, but he has an interview with the mother and the father, and the mother talks. And as she is talking about the feelings that she had and how, and the conclusion that she has come to, you can pretty much experience the spiraling upward of her whole conversation, because it rendered no hostility, it rendered no bitterness towards anyone. It spoke of nothing but love and unconditional love for her family, for Tyree, her son, her baby, for the ones who inflicted the pain, and not only that, for us as a culture, people of the black and brown culture. I thought it was absolutely courageous, and just to observe the spaces and places that she was hitting when she was spiraling up. And it brings me to this: we're going to have our human experiences, but how we respond to them, how we respond to them defines who we are in our own divinity. It defines who we are in our own divinity. We can sit and we can be upset. Of course we're going to be upset. But we don't have to sit there. And I want to say this, because I've been in this study group. Now, you know, we're letting go and surrendering to the path by Dr. David Hawkins. And he talks about the feelings that we have. Now, when we speak of emotions, we're talking about energy in motion. Now, that energy emotion is identified as a particular feeling. The feeling is labeled by the thought. But all of this is working simultaneously. It doesn't, none of this, this process is not independent of itself. You can't have the brain doing this and then the heart doing, no, they work simultaneously. They work together for the good. They work together. And oftentimes, as they're working together, there is a shifting process that takes place within our own conscience, that will allow us to rise up out of our shame, guilt, anger, jealousy, and the, all of those low-vibing energies. They are there for a particular reason. But Dr. David Hawkins, letting go, surrendering to the past, is a great book. Now, I have read him before. I've read some of his material before. But when I read it a long, long time ago, it was more clinical and intellectual to me. But today, I see it for what it is, because I've been there. I've experienced these things. So, saying that, watching this interview and watching this mother speak of these things that took place with her son, you could see and you could feel, as light worker and a star seed and an empath, a true empath, you could see and sense the spiraling up. You can sense that she was in a place of hopelessness. But as she began to find her own divinity and reaching her own heart about this situation, she began to rise up out of it. And at the end of the day, she came to a place of compassion. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I don't think she used the word compassion, but she did say that I feel sorry for them. That's compassion. She has compassion. And she's praying for all of those who are involved. Now, what does this have to do with us as star seeds and light workers and empaths? Crystal children, indigo children. What does it have? We have to hold the space when these things are taking place within this world we have chosen to live in. We hold the space. We hold the space through meditation, contemplation, and prayer. That's it. We hold the space. Now, we're going to have knee-jerk experiences where we want to feel. We have these human reactions to things when it comes to our emotions and our feelings and even how we think. But we still have to remain in our center. And we all of this is done simultaneously. I was thinking to myself yesterday that we are the only beings that can be ugly and beautiful at the same time. We are the only beings that can be free and in bondage at the same time, simultaneously. Huh? I think it's a beautiful thing. My heart, my love, and my prayers go out to Tyree's family, as well as the community at large, and those who inflicted pain and suffering onto not just this one person, not to just Tyree Nichols, but the whole world And anyone who casts their eyes upon that clip or hear anything, and it goes back to the Shanquilla incident. These things, they don't just happen to that one person. They happen to us all. We may not feel the blows and the woes. We may not even cry. We may not do any of those things. But at the end of the day, it affects us. It affects what we think, how we think. It affects how we feel. It shapes how we want to proceed. It shapes all of that. So, hopefully this clip, this message got out. I just noticed that something happened here. But yes, that's how we as light workers and star seeds, empaths, crystal children, indigo children, whatever you want to call yourself, beyond and above, or above and beyond this thing we call the human existence. This is how we need to, we have to proceed when we're dealing with things like this. We're going to have our knee-jerk experiences. We're going to feel whatever we feel. But as star seeds and light workers, as spiritual beings, we hold the space and we transmute the energy. We assist the collective. We assist the collective in transmuting and moving this energy. This is what we do. This is what we do, holding the space, standing in the gap of that which has been broken. And that's how we need to proceed. That is how we need to proceed. Or should I say this? I encourage, and it is my desire to inspire other starseeds and light workers to respond to things, to respond to life instead of reacting to it. I have to go back and say this too. Is it life we're really responding to, or is it the world in which we live in? It's the world in which we live in with all of these conditions. So we're responding to the conditions of this world. We are responding to the situations of this world. The only way through it, we can't go around it. The only way through it as light workers and star seeds is to meditate, contemplate, and pray. And as we do these things, we transmute the energy and we move through it. But because of who we are and because we have accepted the call of someone who has a spiritual responsibility, not to just himself but to the masses, it is our responsibility to hold the space and transmute the energy. And as we do this, it ripples out and it goes everywhere. So we're transmuting and we're transforming and we're transcending the energy of discord everywhere. 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 So that's what I wanted to come on and talk about today. I just hope that my show was not paused and the whole show was recorded. If not, I have to come back. But if I have to come back, it would probably be around 8 o'clock this evening. Okay? So hopefully, if you didn't catch this, if you catch this clip and it's a gap somewhere in the midst of it, I will come back and do it all over again. And who knows? Probably a better show than this one, not really sure. But we know, I know when I'm given a message to speak about, it is never I that doeth the work, but it is the divine that is within me. And because of the divine cooperation between me and thee, it is so that I speak. It is so that I speak what it needs me to speak, or say what it needs me to say. It might not always come out, you know, clear. I'll be stumbling over words. That's my human side. It's okay. But the message will get out, and it will reach those who need to hear what needs to be heard. And I pray that as we hear, and even as I hear myself, that I continue to be transformed, and I continue to transmute and transcend that which does not belong to me, so that I could be a better service to that which does belong to me, so that I can allow that which is good for me to come in, because that which is good for me, or that which is good for you, be it a person, place, thing, or idea, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, be it those things, you have to allow space to be there. And sometimes you have to clean yourself out through meditation, prayer, and contemplation. And it doesn't matter what order you do it in. What matters is that you do it. Because as I mentioned earlier, these things take place simultaneously. So as you're meditating, you're contemplating. As you're contemplating, you're praying. It all works together for the good of your being and those outside of you, those that you come in contact with. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out this show, because I am curious to know if the show was even recorded. But until either 8 o'clock this evening or until next Wednesday, I say to you all, be blessed. Stay focused and stay in the light.